You're listening to The Big Show with George Russick.
Hot pot of coffee.
Sharon Govich scores!
That's a hot pot of coffee.
Hot pot of coffee. What a shot, like a hot pot of coffee.
And Matty Rose.
82 miles an hour, that's a hot pot of coffee.
On Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hour number two. It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca. In honor of our intern, Simon, not knowing that Augusta National is the site of the Masters, Maddie's going to jump on a scooter coming up in about 20 minutes. And he's going to zip around Calgary asking random Calgarians, do you know where the Masters is played? What's the golf course called? I'm looking forward to this. And while you're doing that, we're giving away not one, but two pairs of Luke Bryan tickets. We're asking you, with Ryan Smith, no, not that one, the owner of the Jazz, going out yesterday going, hey, if we get a team in Salt Lake City or Utah, whatever, what should it be called?
Totally hypothetical. Could be down the road a couple of years.
Happen.
Could be like, you know, this offseason. Who knows?
We're asking you, what should be the best worst name for the team? 960, 960, name and location. We'll pick a winner from the text line for sure. But joining us on the line right now, he's waited long enough, on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline, ESPN NHL senior writer Greg Wyshynski. Wish, good morning. How are you?
The best name would be something bee-related. Because it's the beehive state, and I don't think that the Columbus Blue Jackets should have a monopoly on insectoid mascots. The worst name would be if the hockey team took some sort of took even more iconography from New Orleans, like the Jazz did, if they were named like the Voodoo or the Mardi Gras float. Yeah. Like that would really would really piss me off if there was more cultural appropriation from the Jazz.
So I did not know it was the bee state. I did not know that. The beehive state.
Beehive
thank you.
State.
Stingers? What
beehive
about that?
State, yeah.
With a cool, like, angry-looking bee?
We're doing a thought experiment on ESPN soon about, like, branding the Utah team. It should be fun. And I think mine was... The Swarm, which I think is a really dope name. Like, for real. Like, no joke. Like, I think the Swarm would be a really cool name. Obviously, the connotation of swarming the zone, and you know, you're an unstoppable group of buzzy things coming at you. And
what about the locusts?
And obviously, tying into the bee thing.
Anyway. it's biblical. Wish the locusts.
The locusts would be there if the Coyotes actually stay in Phoenix. God, it would be, I think, a sign of the apocalypse. So.
How sad is Gary that potentially this might be the end of the Coyotes in Arizona?
I think increasingly not sad. Like we've obviously know this guy's history with the market and, you know, the fact that the NHL has spent so much blood and treasure over the last decade plus keeping that team there through bankruptcy and owning the team themselves and everything else. But you could kind of tell that like the tone and tenor of his comments about the Coyotes have changed since the Tempe vote. Like the statement the NHL put out after they lost the Tempe vote was very kind of dire, I guess would be the word, like a definite change in tone from what they had previously signaled about the franchise. And you know, he's been pretty open about this ain't an expansion era or a relocation era for the league, but we're definitely listening to people like Brian Smith. And, you know, you have Marty Walsh over at the PA making all this noise about Mullet Arena. I mean, they want a team in the market more than anything. And I think that, you know, they'll put another team there if the Coyotes ever move. But, you know, you can kind of tell he's getting a little bit testy with the situation that's going on there now. And the situation that's going on there now is really interesting because they seem to have a plan. I mean, they're going to bid on this land and you know, it's, you know, big enough for all the things that Alex Morello wants to construct. And they seem to be in an idea that they're going to self finance. And, you know, it's not as if they're not fulfilling the obligation that Gary Bettman put forth to them, which is you've got to have some shovels in the ground reason for me to not relocate this team, basically. And they seem like they're on track for it. It's just a matter of whether or not that's going to be enough to satisfy the NHL.
How close do you think we are for expansion?
I think we're super close. I mean, like, you know, my colleague Kevin Weeks was talking about yesterday how Houston and Atlanta representatives were in Manhattan to meet with the NHL. That's not out of the ordinary. That does happen from time to time. But again, the timing of it is a bit curious vis-a-vis what's happening with the Coyotes. There's just so much money out there, and you know, the league is in a good place right now. It's an exciting product. They've established the prices clearly with Seattle and Vegas, and the new car smell for both Seattle and Vegas is still palpable for these other cities to want to get involved in expansion. So it's hard to imagine they're not going to strike while the iron's hot in the next, you know, 3 to 4 years and bring in a couple more teams. It's just a matter of where they're going to be. And that's really the interesting thing about Utah, and, you know, talking about team names and all this stuff, is like, of the three places, I think Utah is the biggest guaranteed expansion fee of Houston, Atlanta, and Utah. They have an owner. He's got money. There's a building. Like, it's all there. And that, yeah, that makes it a friendly relocation spot. But more than anything else, it's a spot where they know the guy's going to pony up to put a team there because he knows it's going to be successful. And it's a good market for it. So I'll be really intrigued to see, like, where they end up going expansion-wise, because I think Salt Lake City is actually one of the biggest slam-dunk easy wins for them that they could have.
Greg, who the hell are going to stop pucks for all these expansion teams? We're already at a premium for goaltending. What is goaltending going to be like if we jam in three more teams into this league?
But that's fine. Like, I've been talking to people about, like, the watered-down expansion draft of it all, right? And like, what's been the end, part of the end result of Seattle and Vegas entering the league? We have guys chasing 70 goals. We had last season the highest per team per game goal average that we've had since the 93-94 season, I think it is. So, like, if the end result of expansion isn't that the product is terrible, but that the product is more offensive and goal-oriented, mm-hmm. go to 40 teams. Like, because honestly, the watered-down expansion thing has not made the product unwatchable. It's not like we're in the trap era again. It's just made the teams just a little bit more watered down to the point where we're seeing offense at incredible rates that we've not seen in 20 years.
We're headed to a play-in type playoff format, aren't we, with all these extra teams?
I hope so. I know that this isn't the year to argue for a play-in tournament because, like, we've got this bonkers race in the East where you've got all these teams involved, and if we did have the playoffs expanded to 10 teams, we wouldn't necessarily have these games on the schedule right now that are really compelling. But that said, again, like, if we go to 34 teams and only 16 are getting in, it's just leaving money on the table. And it's leaving money on the table at a time when every other pro league has expanded their own playoff footprint. And, you know, I know when you start making the revenue argument, people's eyes roll back in their heads. They're like, well, it shouldn't all be about the money. And it's not. It's also about growing the game. It's also about allowing more cities to get involved in the biggest party of the season. And a time in which the most casual fans are paying attention. Like, this is, I mean, the regular season is what it is, and you have little moments here and there where people pay attention. Like, all of the normies in your life here in the U.S. especially, that kind of have a tertiary interest in hockey, they all come back to the tent when it's playoff time because that's the time when you really want to pay attention. And the idea that we're limiting it to, at this point, half the league and soon less than half the league is insane to me.
Wish, what are you making of this race out East? Are the Penguins going to be able to get back in? Yesterday, Sidney Crosby felt like he was doing everything he possibly could to get 2 points, but still in the end, they only get one. Is he going to be able to get his Pens in the playoffs?
I think so. The playoff race in the East is bonkers. We talked about it on our podcast, The Drop, today. Got a little bit inside on how the Penguins have been able to turn things around after it looked like they were dead and buried following the Gensel trade. But if you look at their schedule coming up, I mean, they've got a huge playoff game against Detroit, basically on the 11th. Then they go Boston, Nashville, both at home, and then the Islanders to end the season. So there's a lot of kind of controlling your own fate there for the Penguins. And as a veteran team that's getting, you know, really good goaltending from Nedeljkovic, I think that they're in prime position to get over the hump. And then they also, you know, have that game at the end against the Islanders, where if it's, you know, it could be a winner go home type game between those two teams. And if that's the case, I mean, I'm going to put my money on Sidney Crosby every time.
What about what's going to happen with the Islanders here? Like, this game on Thursday, you get the Penguins, you get the Red Wings. That's going to be a big one. Do you see the Islanders being that other team that kind of gets in?
The thing that worries me about the Islanders is that they have a very loaded schedule of local rivals coming up. Mm. And although the Rangers have clinched and you feel like they're going to be in a little bit of cruise control mode, they're also in a mode of trying to win the President's Trophy. And they also have a Pavlovian response every time they see the Islanders across the ice, which is that they want to beat them and beat them badly. And then one of the other games the Islanders have left on the schedule is against the Devils, who have absolutely nothing to play for except to make the Islanders feel miserable. And then that's before they finish the season against Pittsburgh. So they're playing really well. They're finally getting really good goaltending this season after some inconsistency. They're in prime position to make the cut. It's just that I think their schedule is sneaky hard based on the teams they have left to play. They also have a game against Montreal that I think is pretty manageable, but the other ones are pretty hard.
I'm fascinated to see who ends up coming out of the East. Who are you liking at the top of that conference?
Florida's a weird one because they seem like a real glamour pick now based on how they played for most of the season. Dealing with some injuries, I still think that they are in a good spot because I think Florida plays best when they're punching from underneath. And I do think that there's a better chance of them getting into that underdog mentality against Toronto than it is against one of those wild card teams. But the team that two teams, both in the Metro. First off, the Rangers. I wrote a really long piece today on ESPN.com. You could read about how the Rangers are way more successful than they should be, basically. Like, their underlying numbers tell the story of a pretty ordinary 5-on-5 team. And yet this team is steamrolling everybody, maybe going to win the President's Trophy. And we get really inside the numbers as to how the Rangers are doing this and whether it's transferable to the playoffs. But the team I really like is Carolina. Like, Carolina to me is the kind of team that can neutralize the Rangers, that can neutralize some of these other powers in the East by virtue of the kind of defense they play, the puck possession they have. And then, you know, bringing in Jake Gensel and bringing in Evgeny Kuznetsov at the trade deadline gives them two scorers that they could potentially rely on in the playoffs, because like I've said for a while now, the biggest problem with Carolina has always been not getting that goal at a critical time in a critical game in the playoffs. They lost a series of one-goal games to the Panthers last year. If you have Jake Gensel on your roster and that line that he's on is playing as well as it is, then maybe you don't lose, you know, by one goal. So Carolina is the team I think that I've got my eye on, and I just checked the Vegas odds the other day on our ESPN bet sportsbook thingy. And they are the odds-on favorite to win the Cup right now, too. So a lot of people have also taken notice.
ESPN NHL senior writer Greg Wyshynski joining us here on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Thomas Hertl made his debut for the Golden Knights last night. What did you think of that? And is that the quote-unquote most dangerous team that nobody wants to play, either the wild card or even in the Western Conference? Or is it maybe the Nashville Predators?
Well, I think it was ahead of schedule for a lot of us. I think we all assumed that Hertl might be one of those guys that lingers on the LTIR until the end of the season. So maybe they bring him back in order to, calm some of the critics of their strategy out there in Vegas. But, you know, he's played 20 minutes. He was fine. I mean, it's been a while since he played. And I think that Hertl's value will be obviously in the postseason. The Knights know him well. I covered a bunch of those San Jose Vegas playoff games where Hertl was an absolute force, and just another kind of blunt instrument that they have in that lineup. He's a physical player. They're a physical team, and I think he kind of fits right into the style in which they play. The only question is, you know, not this season, but down the line, what adding that contract means to the rest of the roster. But we've clearly seen Vegas have absolutely no compunction about or hesitation in trying to jettison beloved players if it means that they have to reshape their salary cap structure.
Can they get enough goaltending, you think?
I mean, if Logan Thompson plays as well as he's played in the last month, yeah. I mean, I know that he was a little bit nicked up recently, but this is the question we were asking about them last year, and they ended up riding Aiden Hill for 6 weeks to a Stanley Cup. So I think the thing about Vegas that we saw last year more than anything else is that they just need adequate goaltending. Like, Hill had some really good games. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not trying to diminish his performance. But it was clear that the team in front of him had found a new level of defense, whether it was Jack Eichel or being able to roll out, Pietrangelo and Theodore for 50 minutes of a game. I mean, that the team in front of either goalie is going to play well enough where they're going to be able to potentially win any series they're in.
Which we had a, I don't know if you're aware of this, I think you are, our listeners aren't that big of fans of the Edmonton Oilers, although there are a lot of Oilers fans in the city of Calgary who listen to our show. And I went on this big rant about, again, people texting in saying, oh, the Oilers have the best record in the NHL since U.S. Thanksgiving, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I essentially don't care what they do in the regular season. Get into the playoffs, it's Stanley Cup or bust. And we know that famous saying coming out of Edmonton. But what's a good season outside winning the Stanley Cup? Like, they have to get to the Stanley Cup final here for this to be a successful season for the Oilers, right? A conference final isn't good enough, is it?
No, it's not. You're absolutely right. They need to play for a cup. That's the bottom line, I think, for this season, based on the investment that they've made in the roster, based on the playoff history of Connor and Leon, and based on the expectations coming into the season. I think that at some point you need to at least play for a championship. If you don't win, hey, listen, things happen in a series. Who knows? I mean, the West is going to be an absolute meat grinder. By the time they get to the final, you know, Leon might be on no legs after being on one leg a few years ago. So I mean, like, but you got to play for a championship. I think that's where the bar is set. It ain't going to be easy, but anything short of that is going to be kind of a disappointment.
Do you think they can get there?
Yeah, I definitely think they can get there. If they play when they're at the peak of their powers and they're actually defending well, I think that they can win any series. My concern for them would be if something happens and they have to play Vegas in the first round versus later on in the playoffs, because I just think that they need to kind of like get their footing under them. And at this point, the LA Kings are basically their Washington Generals, their Globetrotters. You know, like every time they see the Kings, they're just like, all right, we know how to do this. We know how to beat this team. I think that first round matchup is going to benefit them in a big way. But if it's Vegas, a team that they couldn't beat and a team that I think is going to be, you know, at its fullest strength, probably when the playoffs begin, depending on how Mark Stone's spleen feels, it could be bad news for Connor and Leon.
Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, I know you mentioned maybe not the biggest fans of the New York Rangers, but who's the biggest team that potentially is cruising for a first-round upset today?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, it actually might be Colorado, to be honest with you. As crazy as that might sound, with the way that McKinnon has played and how good that team is. The Jets, when they are playing well, are capable of beating anybody in a 7-game series. And if you look at their last few games, they're defending well and they're getting scoring again. Vlardy got healthy. They're starting to kind of turn the corner a little bit offensively. So they had been really kind of wandering the desert a little bit for the last month as a team, not looking like themselves at all, but they're dangerous in a 7-game series. And especially against a team like Colorado, I think that the Jets can defend well and they've got a goalie that can potentially win a series on his own. And it would be shocking to see Colorado, you know, take it on the chin 2 years in a row in the first round. But it's not out of the realm of possibility that it could be the Jets that pull an upset.
That would be crazy. I want to give you your flowers because you were on our show around the first week of the season and you were bullish on the Predators. That's a ding for you. That's a very good call. You were bullish on the Canucks. That's a big ding for you. And well, you also like the Coyotes, like swing and a miss on that one. But still, we're very impressed that you came out and we were very skeptical on those three teams that you gave us. I got to say, Wish, kind of nailed that.
I don't think I picked the Coyotes to make the playoffs. My biggest miss was saying the Lightning would miss, which I really thought was going to happen based on the roster and everything else that was going on in the East. But they pulled it out. I think I underestimated how good their core was and still is. But yeah, for the Predators, I had a good vibe on. I felt like the change in GM and change in coach there was going to really give them a different kind of look, and they had good personnel. I didn't expect them to be able to do it without UC Saros being on his game for most of the season, and I certainly didn't expect them to do it with having to cancel a U2 concert trip
right.
in order to get everybody's attention and to make the playoffs. But they're a fun team. They're a real fun team. I don't know if they're going to make any hay in the playoffs, but they've been fun to watch and they skate like hell. And again, you know, you think about Andrew Burnett's last stop in Jersey, the way that they played is very much the way that Nashville plays. And you know, the Devils were able to win a playoff round by virtue of controlling pace and keeping tempo and skating somebody out of the building. So, you know, if you're Dallas or whomever, you know, just be wary of that entering the first round.
ESPN NHL senior writer Greg Wyshynski. Wish, always terrific stuff. Thanks for this.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
There he was in the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Straight ahead, a chaotic half hour coming up on the Big Show. Maddie's going to jump on his scooter.
Saddle up, boys.
He's going to zip around Calgary. He's going to ask random people on the street in scooter scoops the first time we're debuting this segment.
He can go farther than Alex Brody could go.
Yeah, Alex was just 2 feet in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
but Maddie's on a scooter, so we can zip around downtown Calgary. You're going to ask Calgarians,
mm-hmm.
where is the Masters played? What is the golf course called where the Masters takes place?
Do you want to hear the last time I was on a scooter on the air?
Sure.
I have to check it. Might have to play it in the coming out of the break for you. But
okay. But I'm glad we're doing it again.
Yes. It's a lot of fun.
But it wasn't called Scooter Scoops at
the
time.
No, no, no.
And it didn't have a snazzy theme song.
No.
Like this one does.
No, that was lame. This is different. That yeah. I was trying to see how quickly I could do a lap around the building.
Oh, okay.
And I was pretty quick, but I almost ran someone over and then I cursed.
Okay. Oh. But we're also giving away, so you're going to be on a scooter asking these questions. We're also giving away Luke Bryan tickets. We have two pairs to give away. One on the text line, one on the phone line. Call us now. You want to win Luke Bryan tickets, 403-240-4444, 403-240-4444. But you got to give us the name for a potential NHL team in Utah/Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
If you make us chuckle, you make us laugh, you'll win the tickets to see Luke Bryan.
This is going to be chaotic.
Yeah, it is going to be chaotic. Chaotic Armadillo from the Hitman broadcast. 403-240-4444. 403-240-4444.
Chaotic Armadillo.
Thank you. I don't know what this is going to sound like next, but what the hell? Let's try it. Big Show, Russick and Rose, 960 The Fan. It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Powered by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca. That's the voice of Luke Bryan. We're giving away tickets to the Mind of a Country Boy tour, Patrick. Wednesday, yes. April 17th at Scotiabank Saddle Dome.
It's going to be a good time.
Chase Beckham and Tennille Arts also yes. on the bill. We didn't know we had tickets yesterday.
No.
So we have two pairs to give away right now.
Yeah, we had some other stuff going on with Scooter Scoop. So we got a lot of stuff.
We got a lot of
here.
Stuff. Do so you,
yeah.
960-960, name and location on the text line. We're giving away a pair of tickets on the text line. Ryan Smith, the owner of the Utah Jazz, saying, hey, if we had an NHL team, what should it be called if, you know, if that happens? So 960-960, name and location. Give us that name.
He's got a little survey up. You can go submit it. If you go to his Twitter, you can find out. Submit your own name.
Also, on the phone lines, 403-240-4444, 403-240-4444. We're going to give away a pair of tickets on the phone line as well, giving us the Salt Lake NHL name. But right now, for the first time on the Big Show, we're debuting a new segment where our Matt Rose is zipping around downtown Calgary right now. Do we have the intro for that, GVP?
It's Matt Rose.
Catchy.
It's a cool show.
I love it.
It's Matt.
Right. Scooter Scoops for the first time. Maddie's on a scooter. Maddie, can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're coming through very clear. So far, this segment, it's not as chaotic as I thought it would be so far.
Just you wait, baby. Just
okay.
You wait.
All right, so what are you asking the beautiful people of Calgary this morning?
It's a pretty simple question, George. We're asking the beautiful people of this beautiful town where the Masters is going to be played this weekend.
And this is all because our intern, Simon, doing a great job doing our Masters contest read, didn't know about Augusta National. Couldn't pronounce
Augustina,
it properly.
Augustina.
Sure.
Augustina.
Augusta. I don't know what he was saying.
Did a little bit of both.
It was everything. So,
hey, George, I just wanted to mention I'm on Stephen Ave right now, and I'm right by the remodeled location of Charcut. Cut. If you haven't been, they've remodeled and have a new restaurant. And,
okay, all right.
Just really good food there.
Yeah,
it's right by the Calgary Tower. It's a great place to go
did.
With your friends and your family.
You did this yesterday.
Bringing anybody in town.
Yeah.
You name it. Just over here on Stephen Ave, actually. It's really close to the studio.
I'm sure the gift card's in the mail.
What were you talking about?
Yeah. Do you have anybody right now? to ask?
I don't. Here, let me see if I can pull someone.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me. Do you mind if I ask you a quick question? We can even do it while you walk here. I'll walk with you here. You seem very busy. Hey, do you happen to know where Augusta National or
you messed it up.
Do you know where the Masters are played?
Whatever you just said.
Oh, crap. Okay. We're going to have to try. Thank you.
All right. So far, this segment is an absolute home run.
That went poor. Okay.
Do you have another person?
Oh, someone's yelling at me from over here. Let me try this.
Oh,
hold
okay.
on. I can't hear her. Give me a second.
All right. Scoot over. You're on a scooter.
Hi. Oh, sorry. I don't have anything on. Oh, sorry about that. Okay,
bye. Are you
getting
yelled at by somebody?
Yeah, she asked me for food, and then she called me a dick. So.
Oh, okay.
I heard that.
There we
right.
go. Yeah. Okay.
So
sorry,
far,
boys.
This is great.
It's going well.
Okay.
Yeah, great content. Okay. Do you want me to try again?
Yes. Do you have somebody by?
Stephen Adams is a little quiet here today right now.
Let's okay. Well, maybe can... scoot to a busier location. So let's put you
it's
on
about
hold.
A half hour out from getting busy.
Yeah, I just got to wait for all these buses to go by.
All right, so we're going to put you on. Okay, we're going to put you on hold, and then we'll come back when you have somebody.
60 seconds. Yeah.
All right, okay, let's put them on hold. We're also giving away Luke Bryan tickets. 403-240-4444.
Sounds good. Somebody called him a Richard.
Yeah.
That's not great.
It's fine.
But it's okay.
Phone lines. We're giving away a pair of tickets on the phone lines. Let's get to Justin first. Justin, good morning. How are you? Yo, Justin.
Oh, hey.
Hey. What did
I'm
you
on
think?
The line.
Hey, you are. You're on the radio, sir. What did
good
you
morning.
Think? What do you think of Scooter Scoops?
It's been a disaster so far, but
okay.
Hopefully he stays safe and doesn't get hit by a bus.
That's okay. what I'm thinking.
All right. Justin, give us the name for the Salt Lake / Utah NHL team, best worst.
All right. I won't take you down my train of thought because that's a dirty rabbit hole, but I got the Salt Lake City Seamen. I figure there's a lot of salty semen.
All right.
All
to
right.
make a salt lake,
okay,
and you can
okay,
spell
Justin.
Semen however way you want.
Sure. Okay, Justin. Hang on the line. All right.
Okay. You know what? I get it. I get that.
He goes, I'm not going to take you down my...
Well, I'm spelling it the proper way.
Yes. Like David Semen?
Yes.
Former England national
exactly.
goalkeeper,
exactly.
David Semen?
Exactly. Nice ponytail.
Great ponytail on that guy. All right. That was great. Let's get to Kelly. Let's get to Kelly. Kelly, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What are you up to this morning, Kelly?
Just on the way to work.
Do you have a good name for the NHL team in Utah?
I'm going to go with the Salt Lake City Sting.
Oh, right. Okay, Kelly. Sting. Hang on the line. I like that one.
SLC
hang on the line.
Sting. All right.
That's not bad.
I think they'd be dumb not to use anything bee related.
Yeah, because it's the Beehive State, apparently,
exactly.
which I did not know.
Yeah.
I like learning stuff.
There you go.
You know, I'm a big fan of learning.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Terry. Let's get to Terry. Terry, good morning. How are you?
Just fine, thanks.
What do you think of Scooter Scoops? Yay or nay?
Well, it's certainly comical, yeah.
Okay, all right. What do you think of the NHL team in Utah? What should be the name?
I'm going to go with the Utah Shakers.
Okay.
And you could, and it brings a salt thing in. It's
ah,
corny,
salt shaker.
The Shakers. Like
salt shaker.
The yes. Utah Shakers.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Hang on the line. Is there a fault line in Utah that they can, you know, maybe?
Can't confirm that right now. I don't.
Okay.
I think it's a little more west.
Let's quickly get back to our Matt Rose, who's on his scooter in downtown Calgary right now. Matty, do you have a contestant for your little game?
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you a quick question there? Yeah, I do have someone here with me. What's your name, sir? Oh, no, he's leaving. He didn't. He,
no,
as soon as
he didn't
asked
want
his
it.
Name, he said no. He. Okay. Mm. Let me try something else here.
Okay.
Let me turn around here. Can I ask you a question, boss? Do you happen to know where the Masters are played? What golf course it's at?
Masters?
Yeah, without looking it up.
No, I don't know.
No, you don't? Okay. Appreciate it. There you go, George.
Okay, great
didn't
stuff.
Know. He immediately went to look up his phone for me, though.
That's
which
okay.
Which I thought was interesting because I'm obviously doing a phone call right now.
He was, hit, yeah.
He was like, yeah, I got you, bro. So, no, that's 0 for 2 here
do you have
on where the Masters
else?
Are played.
Do you have anybody else in queue?
Let me see. This gentleman's got a briefcase. He seems like he knows.
He seems
sir,
like
can
golfer.
I ask you a question really quickly? Do you happen to know where the Masters are played, what golf course it's played at?
It's played at the National Golf Course in Augusta, Georgia.
Yes!
Hell yeah!
Thank you very much. So what's your name?
For you. My name's Kirk.
Kirk?
Yeah.
What's your question for me?
My question for you is, do you know where 208th Avenue is?
208th Avenue. Well, this is 2nd Street. This is 8th Avenue. So, yeah, you're probably going to want to go just that way. Yeah. So 2nd Street's there. So it should be between either here and 2nd or between 2nd and 3rd, which is just down that way one more block.
A little bit more down.
Yeah, you bet.
At Scotia Center.
Kirk, thanks. Yeah.
Great job, man.
Nailed that.
Hell
all
yeah.
Right.
Helping out the people out here as well.
Good work.
Okay. All right. So we're going to put you on hold and then grab some more people for us, okay?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to keep going here. Let's I'm going to go maybe other side of the tracks for boys.
Okay. All right. Hang on the line. Also, the text line is 960-960, name and location. Texty McTexterson is our Sportsnet 960 The Fan text reading robot. There's a lot going on right now in this segment. There's a lot. It's very chaotic.
It's right working now. Better than I thought it would.
It is. Right it's now. A lot smoother.
Yes.
What do you got on the text line for us?
Sheldon in Airdrie, Salt Lake City taffy.
Oh, okay.
Like the saltwater taffy. Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
They're very sticky.
Yes.
Okay. Sean in Capitol Hill, Salt Lake City peppers.
I don't know what the peppers are for.
Salt Lake City peppers. Well, salt and pepper.
Oh, salt and pepper. Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Wedley in Bridalwood, Salt Lake Rough Riders.
Okay, all right.
Because Ottawa took the Rough Riders from Saskatchewan.
It's true. We know Wedley's never going to win.
Wedley's never going to win.
By the way, on the phone line, we can dump Justin because we're not going to give Justin the prize.
I do like the effort, though.
I do like the effort. Salty but thanks for calling in, Justin. You're not winning today. Sorry.
Try again tomorrow.
Let's open up a we'll open up a line by dumping Justin. What else we got on the text line?
Rick from Douglas Glen. The Utah Liquor Free Zones.
Utah Liquor Free Zones.
That doesn't really roll.
Doesn't roll off.
The Liquor Free Zones.
They can't have the drink there.
Okay.
They have to drink a lot of non-caffeinated stuff.
Okay.
Harold in Diamond Valley. The Salt Lake City Fighting Mormons.
See, that was my pick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not bad. Very religious connotation, but maybe not the best idea.
Yeah.
But I like that.
Jody from Blackie.
Okay.
The Salt Lake Sober Priests.
Sober Priests.
Sober Priests. Do I get back to the phone lines?
Yeah, let's get to the phone lines.
Let's get back to the phone lines here. Is that Jed or Ged? Good morning. Is it?
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Is it Jed?
You got her.
With
Hell
a
yeah.
G?
J.
Yeah, I know. They spelled it G-E-D.
I just misprint.
It happens. It happens.
All right, Jed, where are you up to this morning? What's on your agenda? What is Jed doing today?
I'm just getting ready to have a couple of Bush teenies. I'm off today.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. Look at you. Bush and teenies. Bush Light. Am I right?
Yeah, Bush Light with olives. Bush teenies.
Okay. Nice. Love it. Jed, what should the Salt Lake team be called?
Well, one of the guys already kind of went around where I was going with it, but I was thinking the Salt Lake Liquors.
Okay.
Ah, Liquors.
The Liquors.
Like salt Liquors.
Yeah, and they could have a big horse head as their logo, a horse licking a salt lick.
Little tongue.
Now we're rolling, boys.
All right, Jed, hang on the line. Thank you.
I like that.
I do like Jed because he's going to get after it at 7:45. apparently, Maddie has a string of people now ready to answer questions. Let's go back to Scooter Scoops with Matt Rose. What do you got for
us? What's up, boy? Yo, sorry, I'm just on the bike trails here. Just see if I can pull someone over here. I'm just pulling up on somebody right now.
Get him a siren.
He's very well dressed. He's got very nice. Let's see if he'll talk to me. Excuse me, boss. Quick question for you. Do you happen to know where the Masters is played?
Masters?
Yeah, like the golf tournament. Do you know where it's played?
I don't.
You don't? No. Oh, man. That's okay. Thanks for your. Yeah, have a great day, hey? Bye. You didn't know.
Okay. We have one. I think we're 1 for 3, correct?
1 for 3.
Yeah. Yeah. So, are you going to apologize to Simon? Or
It's not over yet. Is your segment over? Is it 8 o'clock yet?
I don't know. I'm right by my apartment, so I'm thinking, like, I don't know. I probably should have grabbed my bag, but it's fine.
Kron says go to Kuchina Rose.
Okay.
Kuchina. where is that?
That's way where we went way down by the City Hall.
No, I went back. I'm like by Central Park right now.
Okay. Do you have have any more anybody in queue?
George's place. Hold on, I got some people I'm rolling up on right now.
Okay.
Let me just zip over here. I gotta get up on the sidewalk. Whoa, oh my goodness. All right. There's he's on his phone. He's looking very good here.
Excuse me, sir. I got a quick question for you. Do you happen to know where the Masters is played? Which golf course is played at? Yeah, it's this weekend.
No.
Okay, what's your name?
Sean.
Sean, thanks for participating. Yeah, have a great day.
All right.
One for five, Russick.
Okay, we'll put you on hold. Let's get back to the phone lines, 403-240-4444. We're giving away Luke Bryan tickets next Wednesday, the 17th, at Scotiabank Saddle.
Calls been good.
Let's get to Tim. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Tim, you've been on hold for a while. Your thoughts on Scooter Scoops. Do you like it or no?
It is a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, so it's good then, because that's what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely like train wrecks on this show. Our show's based on that entire premise. Give us a name for the new Salt Lake team or Utah team, if in fact they get one.
Well, the guy who said Mormons kind of stole my train of thought, but I was going to say the Mighty Monogamous.
Ah. Oh, okay. Hang on the line, Tim. The Mighty Monogamists. It's a pretty good name.
Yeah.
What would that logo look like?
Oof. I don't even want to know.
Yeah. Oh.
We got
back to Maddie. Let's get back to Maddie immediately right now. Back to Maddie. Okay, Maddie, what do you got for us? Hang on.
Real quick question, sir.
Oh, there we go.
I'm just wondering, do you happen to know where the Masters Golf Tournament is played?
I do not.
You don't? Oh, that's okay. Thanks. Have a great day. One for six, Russick.
Okay. You got anybody else?
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you happen to know where the Masters Golf Tournament is played?
No,
you don't? That's okay.
Do you know what building?
What building it's in? I think it's down in... it's not here, actually. Yeah. So,
it's a golf tournament. Georgia.
Thank you, though. Appreciate it. Yeah. The people are very helpful.
Ryan
like,
in Resort.
Oh, sorry.
But they have no idea what we're looking for here.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. Do you happen to know where the Masters is played? What golf tournament it's played at?
No, I have no idea.
No? Okay. No worries. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.
Man, what's that, 1 for 10?
Feels like it. Hang on the line, Maddie. Let's get back to the phone lines, and then we'll get back to the text line.
Sure.
You ready, GVP? Let's get to Doug. Doug, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
What are you up to, Doug?
Just finished dropping my wife off at work.
Did you see Maddie on a scooter or no?
No such luck. Okay. Although I am enjoying his torment.
Okay. Give us the name for the Salt Lake / Utah NHL team, just in case they get one.
Compliments my wife, Salt Lake City Blessings.
Oh, okay, yeah. Doug, hang on the line.
They got some nice temples.
Yeah, Blessings. the Blessings are coming to town.
Well, blesses are here.
The Blessings. Watch out. What do you got on the text line?
Ryan in Huzar. The Salt Lake City Mighty Morphing Power Mormons.
Okay.
Dave in Airdrie. The Utah Potatoes.
Utah potatoes.
Utah. Isn't that more Idaho?
Yeah. On the Spuds.
Yeah. Spuds. Utah potatoes. Okay. What else?
Paul in Chestermere. The Salt Lake City Pollies. A parrot on the crest of their jersey. A play on Utah's polygamist culture.
Oh.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. It's not bad. What else?
We got Brian.
Brian from Westgate. The Salt Lake City Stormin' Mormons.
Oh, the Stormin'
Mormons. Mormons.
All right, let's get back to Maddie. He's got somebody with another question. All right, let's go back to Maddie. What do you got for us, guys?
Does anybody here know where the Masters Golf Tournament is played? I got like a dozen people here, guys. Anybody know where the Masters Golf Tournament is played? No? Nobody. All right, have a great day, everyone. That'll be Russick.
All right, maybe you should scoot back to the studio.
Yeah, the scoot's going to die, so
I'm
at the doors here, bud.
All right, great job. Great job with Scooter Scoops. All right, there he is, Matt Rose.
I think we got something there, though.
I don't know, maybe.
Like, that's fun.
It was good.
It was a question. We got one for 13.
A lot of people
but nobody was
know.
Saying no. Nobody's yeah. saying, no, don't bother
Don't talk
me.
To me. It was or, like, doing the fake phone
you know
on the phone.
There's no microphone coming up to their face. And that scares people.
Okay.
So they think Maddie's just asking a question to these people. Like, I'm on a phone conversation.
Yeah, all right. There's the first edition of Scooter Scoops with our Matt Rose. Great job, Maddie. He's going to roll back to the studio. How many more text messages do you got?
I got five here.
Okay, because this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick the winner on the phone line,
okay,
and then you're going to pick the winner on the text line.
Okay.
Give us some more texts.
Lisa in Sage Hill, the Utah Salty Dogs.
Salty okay. Dogs.
Salty Dogs. That's not bad.
No, I like that.
Okay.
Sean in Tuscany, the Salt Lake Oilers. Can't have two teams in the league called the Oilers, you say? Sorry, Edmonton.
Okay.
You're out.
All right. They're done. Okay.
Paul from Bridalwood, worst one. Church of the Latter-day Skates, best one. Utah Corn Snakes.
Latter-day Skates.
Are we sure that's not Wedley?
No.
Because that's somebody from Bridalwood. Sorry, my antenna's up. Okay, next.
Carl in Cochrane, Salt Lake City Loonies in honor of the 2002 Olympics.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Are you good?
Jared in Okotoks, Utah Door Knockers.
The Door Knockers? Okay. All right. Let's put Jed back on the line.
I like Jed.
Hey, Jed.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me how you prepare a Bush Martini?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's crispy cold, Bush Light. Yep. Got to be in the fridge at least 48 hours.
Yep.
Green olives. Sometimes I mix it up and get the stuffed ones.
Mm.
And chilled glass.
Do you have any plans on Wednesday, April 17th?
Well, I'm hoping I do now.
You do now, my man. You're going to see Luke Hell Bryan yeah. at Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Congratulations, pal.
Oh, yeah. Power of the Bushtini, boy.
Yeah. Raise a Bushtini to us, my man. You're going to see Luke Bryan next week at Scotiabank Saddle
awesome.
Dome.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, fellas.
No Keep problem. Hang on the line. We'll get your deets, okay? There you go. Congratulations
oh,
to
good.
Jed, spelled Ged, on her phone line. What do you got? What do you like on the text line?
There's so many good ones. I'm going to have to go with this one.
Paul from Bridalwood, worst one, Church of the Latter-day Skates.
I like that.
Best one, Utah Corn Snakes.
Okay. Congratulations, Paul from Bridalwood, and you better not be Wedley. You're going to see Luke Bryan on Wednesday, April 17th at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. The Mind of a Country Boy tour. Chase Beckham and Tennille Arts also at the show. Hey,
Very
we have a pair
text.
Of tickets to give away yep. tomorrow
Thursday.
And a pair of tickets on Rest Thursday and a pair of tickets on Friday. So lots more chances for you to win Luke Bryan tickets. All right, straight ahead, Julian McKenzie covers the Flames for the Athletic. Tee up this. Flames and Sharks game tonight at 8:30 down from the tuna cam, tuna can, as Patrick calls it. And we'll talk to Cam Stewart.
Yes.
Coming up at 8:30 with some Masters picks. We'll have our lock of the day. It's all straight ahead. That went way smoother than I thought.
It was great, I thought.
Great job in the back there, boys. Great job, GVP.
That was hectic.
It was
you got it done, though.
It was a great job.
It was awesome.
More to come. Big Show, Russick and Rose, 960 The Fan.